So my goal here was to understand how much work it would take to use MKOSI as the initer D builder in Debian. For people who are not familiar with Debian, we have initramfs tools, which is just shell scripts. It calls Dracut also for some functions. And it is already distributed among Debian packages, which provide specific hardware integrations or extra features that are not part of the core initramfs tools. So I had a quick look at all the Debian packages, which in some ways provide parts of the initramfs tool system. And then I could categorize them accordingly to how much work I think it will be needed to replace them. For a start, we have the easy ones that we will not need anymore. Currently, we use KeyLibC and BusyBox to provide most of the system. There are other functions which are provided by systemd, by the systemd ecosystem, so we don't need these packages. There are quite a number of packages which do not need any special integration. They are like FSCK tools for specific file systems, which are not discovered automatically, or other file system related tools or block device related tools, which just need to be installed in the initRD. So, or there are specific modules which are not auto-detected and needs to be installed. All these packages can just be installed in the new initRD by MKOSI, and they do not need any special integration. Or maybe they copy some configuration files which are used by other components. Anyway, that's all easy stuff. We have a few others, like DropBear, which is used to SSH inside your initRD to provide the password for your encrypted root file system, these kind of things. These programs, again, can just be installed in the initRD. They don't require much special integration. There is the issue of all the network block devices like iSCSI, NBD, all the multipath stuff for Fiber Channel. NFS is built in, so it will need to be replicated in the new system. Anyway, these packages do not need special consideration, but need some useful integration with the either network manager or systemd networkd, in a way that network interfaces will be configured the right way and before actually trying to mount the root device. Hopefully, the systemd dependency system can in some way deal with this. On the other hand, a lot of these packages are not actually needed inside the initRD. Maybe there should be some way to prune what is installed, or else these packages should be split in core functions that are needed inside the initRD, and the rest which is only needed on the real system. This should be explored to be better understood. There are some uncommon use cases, I say, niche packages. Some are very easy to be re-implemented. A lot of these things are about encryption. Various systems use it to provide passwords, encryption keys. And then there is a whole family of stuff used to configure live systems. I think that the size of the output of MKOSI is important, because three times the size of the current initRD is a regression. And I am sure that people won't like this. This needs some work. There are certainly some packages like debconf which can be removed from the initRD with some work. There is no need for firmwares. for a lot of devices, there is no need for kernel drivers for sound chips, these kind of things. There is a lot of work to be done here. In some ways, I think that MKOSI in Init-RD feels to me like a bit of a proof of concept. There are the features, but they need to be cleaned up to be used for real in a distribution, I think. So I believe that switching is possible. Probably it won't even be hard for the most common use cases. We can certainly start by implementing the most common use cases, and this will not require too much work. There is nothing that looked impossible to implement on the new system. Many things are about encryption, and I know that systemd provides a lot of features in this area. So some of these things are maybe already implemented in different ways in the systemd ecosystem. Again, this should be explored in detail. I believe that switching is possible if we persuade the maintainers of these integrations to actually ship what is needed for systemd MKOSI integration. But we need to persuade them that switching will not cause regressions. If we can do this, I believe that switching will be possible. Thank you.
Thank you.